A Vanderbilt professor has been helping establish electronic health records in his home country of Kenya, which includes vast expanses cut off from internet access. And he says the lessons from Africa could help improve care in isolated parts of the U.S. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Martin Weir says the United States isn't so different from Kenya. There's still lots of people who have trouble getting to see a doctor or nurse.
It could be parts of Appalachia, or it could be the inner cities within the United States, or among populations that have a lower educational level or that might be a little bit more intimidated to reach out to providers and things like that.
In Africa, Weir's work is supported by the Centers for Disease Control, which is very interested in preventing the spread of HIV. So first, they had to build an app that could work on any smartphone, even when there's no way to connect to the internet. Then they needed the electronic health records to be more than just a patient's charts in digital form, so they made it where even a poorly trained health worker would be walked through what to do when they input certain symptoms or vital signs.
Essentially, decision support offers them the ability to know what the standard of care is based on what is being entered on the patient at the time.
Weir's open source application is called Imuzima, which is the Swahili word for life. His next challenge is creating personal health records that patients could keep on their mobile phones to help them manage their HIV and even hypertension with regular reminders. Weir says it's almost easier to experiment with such technology in a country where there are fewer established systems, but he says the same principles they're establishing should easily apply in the developed world. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.